Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dear Dr. Sala wrote an eight-year-old friend, "Is Jesus and God a Christian, or don't they have to be one because they're the God?" Out of the mouths of babes come some of the most profound issues. Were Jesus and God Christians, or don't they have to be? Our eight-year-old friend is doing some serious thinking. And to be honest with you, that's not an easy question to answer, but let me see what I can do. Let's begin by identifying what God we are talking about. Sometimes we use language and assume that everybody understands, when in reality they are talking about something entirely different. In striving to answer that question, I'm going to be talking about the God of the Bible, the one of whom Moses wrote when he penned these words, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Now, does God consider himself to be a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, or a Buddhist? God is God. He's the giver of life, the creator of our world, the highest power you can imagine. He is neither Christian nor Jew. He comes before Abraham, the father of the Jews, and certainly before the birth of Christianity. Yet this powerful person, for he is a person, not an it, not a thing or a power, not the man upstairs, chose to reveal himself to humankind, and he did so in two ways. First, nature reveals the fact that our world was created. It didn't evolve from lower forms of life, nor did the order and precision of the universe result from chance any more than a dictionary would result from an explosion in a print shop. The book of Romans chapter 1 tells us about this as it says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse." The revelation of God and nature in the world about us, though, isn't enough. It tells us, that is, nature tells us, there is a God, and surely we need him. But to know what God is like, God chose to send his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the express image and picture of the Father. Like Father, like Son. The hard thing for us to understand is that Jesus was not created or just happened to come into existence, like your baby brother was born. He always was and always will be. How do we know this? Confirming his revelation in nature, God told us more about himself in the Bible, which is a very special book given by God. Now, there is one more part to the answer that you need to complete the picture. Was Jesus a Christian, or did he become one? Sometimes kids ask if he was a Baptist or a Catholic or a Methodist or what. Do you know what it means when we say that somebody has the cart before the horse? Naturally, if you put the cart in front of the horse, you can't pull the wagon. And to call Jesus a Christian is something like getting the cart before the horse. Believers in Jesus Christ were called Christians first in Antioch, more than 30 years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It was actually a mock name, a term of derision, meaning little Christians. And it was spoken in a bad sense. The important thing is not what you call yourself, but that you have followed Jesus Christ and know that he has become your personal Lord and Savior. Only then can we really consider ourselves to be Christians. Now, that was a tough question. I hope this answers it. I hope it drives away some of the darkness rather than create more confusion. Thanks, Jeffrey. I like hearing from you who have questions.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.